The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, it is time for another tech takeover. And Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent, is with me. Jess, TLDR, too long, didn't read. What is it this week?
This is something that I am going to regurgitate from all of my DMs that I've had since Christmas. A lot of people have been on to me because they either received or bought in the sales a video doorbell or some form of a home CCTV. So cameras for around the gaff.
Imagine buying somebody a doorbell for a Christmas present.
I think it's a great present.
Oh, no, Jess.
I wish somebody had bought me a doorbell.
Like a Hoover or an iron or something.
Ah, no.
It is. A doorbell.
I would be...
No, it's practical. It's just how much hoovering and ironing you do. They're practical.
Yeah.
A doorbell. Like, come on.
Maybe I'm just the world's most boring person, as we've known for some time. But a lot of people have been on to me saying, look, got one, I'm setting it up or I've set it up and I'm concerned because I live in an estate or I live on a road and I don't know what the rules are when it comes to having a camera pointing out of my house. So let's just, from the very outset, let's stick with the doorbells for a second. The doorbells are super practical for a whole host of reasons. You can see if somebody's in the front garden at your front door. If you're not home, you can talk through it. You get notifications. I just absolutely love it. It's one of my favourite things that I have in the house. But there are considerations that you have to take into account when you put one on your doorframe. Do you have one at home?
Yes.
They're great, aren't they?
They are great. I wouldn't go so far as to say what you just said, that it's one of the most favourite things I have in the house.
Really?
No, it's a doorbell. I mean, it's handy.
It's so useful.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you not love it?
I'd like it. Sorry, it doesn't really have much material impact on how much joy I derive out of life.
Oh, it means I don't have to go to the door if it's someone I don't want to answer the door to.
Oh, no, we can't get away with that. Our ring doorbell... the only value it brings us is when we're not there. Because when we're there, we have a window.
Oh, and everyone can see if you're in?
Yeah, people can see if you're in.
No.
People see us. People, actually, no one knocks on our door. They knock on the window because we're just there.
Ah, okay.
And the door is beside it.
I tell you now, this is a really bad thing to say, but during the election when the canvassers were coming around, if you were just sitting down to your dinner and you could get the notification on your phone, check the app and see there was canvassers at the door and your dinner was just on the table... It was a no from me.
Yeah, no. You see, we'd have Simon Harris banging on the window.
Anyway, back on track. So there are rules and there are things to keep in mind when it comes to these. First is that there's, you know the way I love my GDPR, my data protection. There's a thing called the household exemption. So that means that if you comply with this thing, the household exemption, you don't then have to operate under data protection law.
Yes.
If you don't, however, then you do need to operate under data protection law. So the household exemption allows you to have a doorbell or CCTV that covers your property. But it doesn't cover your neighbour's driveway or the person across the road.
But they're kind of fisheye lenses on these.
Well,
and they do cover the road and the neighbour's driveway by and large, don't they?
They do. But what you can do, particularly I use the Google camera. So within the Google app, I can go in and I can create a zone. So you basically go in and you can see the view of your camera, but I can select an activity zone. So I have the outline of my driveway drawn.
Oh, I see.
So when someone walks by the footpath, that doesn't get picked up by my camera. Obviously, if I'm staring at the camera all day, I can see who walks by. But the only notifications I get are when people enter that particular zone.
I see. So, and that means you're GDPR compliant.
Of course I am. But if for whatever reason your camera does go beyond that, then you need to act like a data controller. You need to be very, very aware of what's going on. The big thing I would say, and I've seen it in my in different Facebook groups, don't be the person that puts content captured by your camera up in the Facebook groups, in the WhatsApp groups, anything like that.
You know, why not?
Because you can't do that.
Jess, that's how neighbours' WhatsApp groups work.
Oh, no.
Suspicious man seen in driveway. Does anyone know who this is?
Yeah, it's your
like
neighbour, Mary. Calm down.
Yeah,
relax.
I know, it's always something innocuous.
But
Jesus.
Just be wary of that. Also, don't post to any social media and stuff. It's for the use of protecting your home and to keep, you know, give you information. It's not there to entertain the Facebook groups. So just be smart about it. But the upshot here is you are allowed to do it. Go into the camera settings, draw the zone, keep within your zone, don't repost the content and you will be out of
bandit. And is that true? Does that apply to doorbells or just any any camera. So if you put up a little bit of CCTV, same thing.
Same exact principle. Now, if for whatever reason you can't or don't want to comply with the household exemption of drawing zones and all the rest, that then means that you are working and operating under data protection law. That means, for example, you have to have a data processing policy. It means that if for whatever reason someone walking by your gaff wants to get access to all of the times they've walked by your gaff and get that information, you then have to deal like a data controller. It's an awful headache. So just do as I said a second ago, comply with the household exemption, work around it and just use your brain. But as I said, I do you know what, Kieran? I love my doorbell.
All right. And you shouldn't be ashamed, Jess.
I'm not.
Even though some might suggest you should. But
I
you shouldn't be.
I love my doorbell.
Ignore the naysayers. All
you.
Of them. what's your tech tip this week?
My tech tip this week is, Iverhane, do a cull on your socials. If you're following people who are wrecking your head or who make you feel bad or make you feel crap about yourself, unfollow them. If they're people you can't unfollow for political reasons or whatever it might be, imagine that scenario. You can just mute them. And one thing...
Like many of my News Talk colleagues.
I know that
muted.
I'm muted. But anyway. And the other thing that I've done, and I literally did it...
Did I mute you?
No, you didn't. You look at my stories every single day within 6 seconds of them going up. I
do
see
I have a
there.
Notification? Jess has posted a story.
I don't doubt it. But you know what I did today? And I think everybody should do it. Go on, if you're an Instagram user like I am, click on the three lines in the top right-hand side of your profile. Scroll down to the area that's called What You See. Tap on Suggested Content and reset your suggested content. That will refresh your Explore page and the content being served to you. And I did this because last night I was having a bit of a doom scroll just for the crack. And every single video that was in my Explore feed and in the Reels thing was telling me about women who've been diagnosed later in life with ADHD, outfit hauls that I need to buy, how to dress for work, how to lose weight and feel great. And it just left me feeling utterly crap.
Yeah.
So I've reset all of that.
And did it tell you to wear that pink denim jacket?
Don't I look great? It's dopamine dressing. I'm trying to fake my way through the day, you guys.
Anyway. Explain to people who like the sound of this, though. Where do you go again?
Yeah, so click on the three lines on your Instagram profile. Then scroll down to the section that says what you see.
Okay.
Then go to suggested content.
Yeah.
Then select reset suggested content.
Yeah.
And you will see basically the impact and the benefit of it on your Explore
basically kind
page
of your algorithm is kind of wiped. You're starting from fresh.
If you
immediately start looking up like pictures of cats,
yeah,
then the algorithm will respond accordingly.
Yeah. And just think it's a good thing to do for
your
brain.
So if you've toxified it unintentionally, this detoxifies it.
Yeah.
What's your tech rec?
So to keep with the I'm a dork theme, I'm into upcycling at the moment. This is my buzz. And it's a YouTube channel I've become mildly obsessed with. It's called Our Upcycled Life. And it's a woman and she shows how she upcycles things. So I watched one there earlier on today about her upcycling a chair. She did some photo frames over the weekend. So I did photo frames.
How did she upcycle a chair?
So it was a lovely but kind of dated sort of grandfather chair.
Yeah.
So she sanded down. She got 120 sandpaper, sanded it down. And apparently you can buy paint that you can paint directly onto fabric. So she didn't have to reupholster it. She could just paint on the fabric.
Mm.
But I have an old chair at home. So I'm going to give it a go.
You're going to go?
Yeah. I did a cabinet the other week as well.
And did you detail it online?
I did. Of course I did.
Yeah. Oh.
It's on my Instagram. Did
yeah.
You?
Obviously I did mute you.
Anyway, what a wagon
Jess
wheel.
Kelly, our technology correspondent. Thank you very much. Jess will be back for another Tech Rec at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.